Should a doctor or nurse be forced to engage in acts against their conscience in order to practice medicine? Well, the obvious answer would seem to be, of course not. Well, we're going to talk about this right now on Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Wesley J. Smith, a writer for the Discovery Institute, a bioethicist. His work is seen at the National Review, among other places. Wesley, it's great to have you back on the program.
Thank you, Jerry, and hello to your listeners.
Sure. Now, this question that I posed at the very beginning, I mean, to me, it should be very obvious. No one should be forced to do anything against their conscience. But it sounds like in a brave new world, there are some people, for example, proponents of Medicare for All, have actually written a bill which would preclude this, concerns about conscience.
Yeah, medical conscience is going to be one of the biggest controversies, I believe, over the next 10 years in bioethics, because you have the medical establishment, many on the Democratic Party side, the media, and many in terms of mainstream bioethicists who want to require that doctors perform every legal service that a patient requests, including abortion, including assisted suicide, where there are currently some protections, including perhaps even, for example, inhibiting the puberty of children who have been diagnosed with gender dysphoria. And I read this new Medicare for All bill, the one that was filed in the House. It has 107 co-sponsors in the House, all Democrats. And it's not really Medicare for All. It's nothing like Medicare. One of the things that it does is it would require every doctor who wishes to receive payments from the government, and that would be just about everybody, because the whole thing, the government takes over almost the entire healthcare system. They would have to sign a participation agreement, meaning they would become government contractors. And the participation agreement says that they cannot discriminate. Well, of course, one would say we shouldn't want doctors to discriminate based on race and so forth, which of course would be wrong. But it also says for reproductive services, including termination of pregnancy. In other words, that if this bill passed in its current form, every doctor, if they wanted to receive money from the federal government in terms of their services, would have to sign a participation agreement, part of which would require doctors who practice in the area, for example, OBGYNs, where abortions could be requested, to do those procedures, because not to do them would be considered discrimination, cause for losing one's participation agreement. And then hospital participation agreements require that any doctor who has been kicked off their participation agreement for cause cannot be hired by that hospital. So you can see where the iron fist of no conscience would hit.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this is just proposed, right? Or this is a real bill?
This is a real bill. It is the Medicare for All Act of 2019. There are 107 Democrat co-sponsors in the House of Representatives. It's similar to the bill Bernie Sanders filed in the Senate last year, only it's more draconian. These participation agreements are beyond belief. The idea that it basically destroys private health insurance, because if any doctor signs a participation agreement, they cannot accept private pay patients. So, for example, in today's Medicare, if a doctor accepts a Medicare patient, a doctor can also accept a private pay patient. A doctor can accept a private health insurance patient. That would not be true under the Medicare for All bill. This thing is a hard-fisted takeover of the entire healthcare sector. The only doctors who would be able to take private pay patients would be doctors who did not take any patient that received government benefits. That would be, for the very few rich who might be able to afford concierge services and perhaps medical tourists. Sometimes people come here from overseas to get quality medical care. But it would be really a draconian, hard-fisted, authoritarian system. It also, by the way, would allow the government to steal the patents of pharmaceutical companies, because the government is entitled to set drug prices to reduce costs. But if a pharmaceutical company refused to agree to the government's offer, then the government would be authorized by the bill to steal the patent, give it to another company willing to provide the drug for that price, and then have to give the original company a commission. Well, I don't understand if that's constitutional, but it certainly is theft. And what it would do to the willingness of these pharmaceutical companies to invest billions of dollars that it takes to bring a new medicine to market is pretty clear to me. They wouldn't do it. Why would they when they're the fruit of their investment and their work could be stolen?
Wow. Boy, there's so many things wrong with this. First of all, I can't help but
think.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a 120-page bill, and a lot of times these politicians, they think, oh, it's Medicare for all. People like Medicare. They're going to go along. You have to read these bills to see what's in it, and it's really just stunning. The Bernie Sanders Medicare for all bill from last year was estimated to cost $32 trillion over, in addition to what we already spend over 10 years, and it didn't include long-term care, which this bill does. So this bill would pick up the cost of nursing homes. This bill would also institute health care rationing. How could you not? Because it sets up a physician practice review board, which would go into cost benefit. That's health care rationing. It would make hospitals government contractors as well as doctors. And the whole thing would just throw our entire healthcare system into an uproar.
You know what's crazy, though, is that I've seen on occasion there'll be a poll where it says the majority of Americans supposedly endorse Medicare for all. But I don't think they're certainly not signing up for this or wanting to sign up for this.
No, they don't know what's in it. They think of Medicare. They like Medicare. You know, older people are on Medicare. But Medicare is a mixed system. It has, of course, government benefits, but the government doesn't pay the whole thing. Private insurance often pays what the government doesn't pay. There's a robust private insurance component in the Medicare system. Medicare doesn't cover illegal aliens. This bill would require all illegal aliens who are residents in the United States, because the key term is resident, not legal resident. And that means that illegal aliens could come here and get free health care. And the only caveat to that is if the sole purpose for their coming to the United States was to get health care, they could be denied. But if they came to see family and they set up a residence, then they could get free health care under this system. If they came here to work and set up a residence, and you could probably prove that with a driver's license, which many states now give to illegal aliens, you could probably prove that with, for example, a utility bill, then they're entitled. All they have to do is go to the government, and the government automatically enrolls them. So not only would this Medicare for All bill cover Americans at an incredible expense, destroy the health care system, it would also cover all illegal aliens here, except the very few who came here solely for health care. And by the way, it would destroy the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits, it's the one area in the culture wars where we have comity, meaning the federal government doesn't pay for abortion. This bill destroys the Hyde Amendment and requires the government to provide free abortion for any woman who wants it. And as we said earlier in the interview, it would require all OBGYNs and relevant doctors who do that kind of work to perform abortions if asked or be charged with discrimination, which could cost them their ability to actually receive health care fees from the government, because they could lose their participation agreement.
Right, and then drive out a lot of good doctors of conscience.
That's the point. The point is to drive out pro-life doctors.
Wow. You said earlier the Bernie Sanders bill would cost the government $32 trillion. Is there a price tag for this new version of Medicare for All in the House?
I do not believe it has been scored yet, because it's a relatively new bill. But I did read the entire 120 pages. And Jerry, think about this. Yes, think about this. Every time the government, and this bill is full of it too, all of our congressional bills now say the secretary shall determine this, the secretary shall determine that. That means you give a lot of the details to the regulators. So this bill's 120 pages. This bill would generate a minimum of 10,000 pages of regulations that the doctors would then, of course, have to adhere to. It really would be a disaster for this country.
Wow. How about a comment on the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm?
What? The what?
The Hippocratic Oath. Not the hypocritical oath, the Hippocratic Oath. Yeah.
Yeah. The doctors don't take the Hippocratic Oath anymore. They haven't for many years because the Hippocratic Oath has provisions in it that the modern sensibility offends the modern sensibility. It says no abortion in the Hippocratic Oath. The doctors are not to do that. Doctors are not to assist suicide. That's in the Hippocratic Oath. And so now doctors take these what I call pablum oaths. They're very general gruel that don't really say anything. I will always try to do good without any real specifics. So the Hippocratic Oath is kind of arcane these days, and that's a shame because the Hippocratic Oath protects patients. It isn't there for the doctors. It's there for the patients.
Yeah, but, you know, it's funny. Whenever I'm in a situation, you know, where our insurance changes or something like that and I have to change doctors, the first question I always ask is I look for the pro-life doctors because if they get that issue right, then they often will get all these other issues right. So it isn't just a passe type question, the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm.
The Hippocratic ethic is not passe. Thank you for pointing that out. I was just saying that the medical schools don't offer the Hippocratic Oath to their students anymore that graduate. They have these kind of pablum junk oaths. There is, and getting back to the medical conscience issue,
sure.
One of the reasons that the bioethics movement wants to force doctors to violate their conscience, and generally what it is you either have to do the treatment or intervention requested or find a doctor you know who will. That's sometimes called an effective referral. It's not because they're afraid that patients can't find doctors who will do these things. It's they don't like the message that these doctors send. When somebody asks for an abortion and a doctor says, I'm sorry, I don't do abortions, that sends a message, and that message is what is really being opposed. If a doctor in Ontario, Canada, where they now have lethal injection euthanasia, doctors killing patients, the province of Ontario requires all doctors who are asked to kill a patient, if that patient is legally qualified to be killed, to either kill that patient, meaning commit homicide, or do an effective referral, meaning every doctor has to be complicit in euthanasia if they're asked. Some Catholic doctors who find this to be a cardinal sin, Christian doctors, other doctors who believe in the Hippocratic approach of do no harm, filed a lawsuit to say, look, we should not have to kill patients. Are you kidding me? Especially when Canada has in its charter a freedom of conscience and religion. That's even stronger than our First Amendment free exercise clause. The freedom of conscience and religion. And a judge ruled, yes, this violates your freedom of conscience and religion. And then he made up a different right that Canadians have the right to equitable access was the term he used, to all legal health care that's paid for by the government. And that right to equitable access, which is not in the Canadian Charter, actually trumps the freedom of conscience and religion, which is in the Canadian Charter. So when you have judges who refuse to follow the law, it becomes very hard to stand up for your rights. So right now in Ontario, Canada, doctors are being told they must kill patients who are legally qualified to be killed. And if they don't like it, they should get out of medicine. And that's exactly what the judge said. Either find an area of practice that you won't have be asked, let's say a podiatrist. Nothing wrong with being a podiatrist, of course, but what if you're an oncologist? What if you're an oncologist with tremendous experience and you don't want to kill patients? Your choice is to either become a podiatrist or something else or get out of medicine. And the judge was very specific about that. And it really is a cultural imperialism that's going on. And healthcare is the core battlefield in some of these cultural conflicts that we're facing.
Okay, we have 20 seconds left. I'll refer people to your website, wesleyjsmith.com. What do you want to say in conclusion on this whole issue, Medicare for all?
We have to say that this is not the kind of healthcare system we want in the United States. We certainly may need some reform. No one's saying no to that. But the idea of having the government take over the entire healthcare system would be oppressive and would destroy the benefits that we currently receive from our healthcare.
Wesley J. Smith, thank you. Always a pleasure. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jerry.